let's do an HMP, put history and physical. Doesn't have to have a date on it, just put history and physical. On Powe, P-O-W-E, last name James Edwards. James, middle name Edward, 68-year-old gentleman. He's being evaluated for end-of-life care with history of hypertension, chronic pain. COPD, DJD, depression. Patient has had history of weight loss. Elevated PSA, neuropathy, syncopal episode, and acute anemia. Patient's latest H&H was 6.6 and 18, period. Patient was admitted to the hospital and was evaluated for his anemia. His repeat H&H was 6.6 and 2, 21.3. Put down patient, in the very beginning, put down patient being evaluated for severe weakness. Patient's blood work was showed BUN of 12, creatinine 0.7, sodium 140. Increased PSA. Patient also had a potassium of 5.6. Patient required transfusion during the hospitalization. Patient's surgical history, chest stab wound, family history, brother died of complications of diabetes, mother died of diabetes as well. There's much not known about his father. Social history, patient the smoke. Does drink, he states, not excessively. Allergy, penicillin. Medications, home medications. No, just leave that alone. We'll get to that in a minute. Well, let's see. What was his medication? Okay, medication includes metoprolol 50 milligram once a day, gabapentin 300 milligram three times a day, cyclobenzaprile 10 milligram as needed for muscle spasms. hospital course. Patient was trying to transfuse. H&H came up to 11 and 33. COVID was negative. Patient was diagnosed with advanced senile dementia. With a history of bronchial infection. Anemia. Protein calorie malnutrition. His speech is inaudible. Okay. I'm trying to put this thing together, as you can tell. So put down to the very beginning of the HMP and put this ...68-year-old gentleman with advanced dementia is now being evaluated for weakness. Let's start with that. And then patient also suffers from COPD, anemia, recent hospitalization. No, just put pneumonia, recent pneumonia, aspiration of type, histopyelonephritis, urinary tract infection, weight loss of 10% in the past 6 months. Patient is nonverbal at this time. Has a history of failure to thrive. BMI at 22, MAC is down to 25 from the history that was obtained. An exam, blood pressure was 110 over 60, pulse was 62. The pulse was 110, respiration was 1802, SAD was 88% on room air. Heart, positive, some positive, two, lungs, bronchi, rouse, coarse breath sounds, abdomen, soft, scaphoid, lower extremity, severe muscle wasting, neurological, non-focal, but quite weak. Here we have a 72-year-old gentleman with history of senile degeneration of the brain, to the point that he's eating very little, has had recurrent aspirations. He has had significant weight loss that was mentioned, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinent. It's recommended for patient not to return to the hospital and to be placed on a palliative care and hospice per his PCP. Period. Patient also suffers from hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, a kidney mass, possible history of brain tumor, significant weight loss, recurrent UTI, recurrent aspiration, pneumonia. Patient continues to be incontinent of bowel and bladder. On the exam, put down patient has a 2 feet a peg tube present. Patient has lost weight despite being on longevity because he's lost the ability to simulate. And overall prognosis is quite poor for this gentleman, given the given the natural progression of his illness. He has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.